O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 58. Observe how positively the prophet speaks. He doth not say, I hope, I trust, I sometimes think that God hath pleaded the causes of my soul. But he speaks of it as a matter of fact, not to be disputed. Thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Let us, by the aid of the gracious Comforter, shake off those doubts and fears which so much mar our peace and comfort. Be this our prayer, that we may have done with the harsh, croaking voice of surmise and suspicion, and may be able to speak with the clear, melodious voice of full assurance. Notice how gratefully the prophet speaks, ascribing all the glory to God alone. You perceive, there's not a word concerning himself or his own pleadings. He doth not ascribe his deliverance in any measure to any man, much less to his own merit, but it is thou. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. A grateful spirit should ever be cultivated by the Christian, and especially after deliverances, we should prepare a song for our God. Earth should be a temple filled with the songs of grateful saints, and every day should be a censer smoking with the sweet incense of thanksgiving. How joyful Jeremiah seems to be while he records the Lord's mercy. How triumphantly he lifts up the strain. He had been in the low dungeon, and is even now no other than the weeping prophet. And yet in the very book which is called Lamentations, clear as the song of Miriam when she dashed her fingers against the Tabor, shrill as the note of Deborah when she met Barak with shouts of victory, we hear the voice of Jeremy going up to heaven. Thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O children of God, seek after a vital experience of the Lord's loving kindness, and when you have it, speak positively of it. Sing gratefully. Shout triumphantly.